Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
It is difficult in the right time that which are challenging, but coming from hearing you is really the ideal medicine that you can have. So very, very grateful, Manas, for your presence today. And invite you to speak now. Thank you very much, Manas.
Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Q Gopi Janavallapa Girivaradhari.
Gopi Janavallapa.
Yasodhanandana Praja Janaranjana. Yamuna Thira Panachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavallapa Girivaradhari Gopi Janavallapa Girivaradhari Yasodhanandana Praja Janaranjana Yasodhanandana Praja Janaranjana Jamuna Thira Banachari Jamuna Thira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Gyantimirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Adamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuthapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Scha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyate Shatharine. Hare Krishna. Forgive me, but I am going to just take about 1 minute to have darshan of all the effulgent Vaishnavas who are assembled. I am so grateful to be with you. Seeing all of you on this virtual screen that is in front of me is transforming my life in such a wonderful way. In any way we can associate with devotees, we are truly blessed by Krishna. I would like to speak from a verse from Bhagavad Gita today. This is from the 11th chapter, text 54. Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya aham evam vidor arjuna gyatam drastam chatatvena praveshtam cha parantapa. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Krishna can be understood only by the process of undivided devotional service. He explicitly explains this in this verse. So unauthorized commentators who try to understand Bhagavad Gita by the speculative process will know that they are simply wasting their time. No one can understand Krishna or how he came from parents in a four-handed form and at once changed himself into a two-handed form. It is clearly stated here that no one can see him. Those who, however, are very experienced students of Vedic literature can learn about him from the Vedic literature in so many ways. There are so many rules and regulations, and if one at all wants to understand Krishna, he must follow the regulative principles described in the authorized literature. One can perform penance in accordance with those principles. As far as charity is concerned, it is plain that charity should be given to devotees of Krishna who are engaged in his devotional service. To expand the philosophy throughout the world, Krishna consciousness is a benediction to humanity. Lord Chaitanya was appreciated by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent man of charity, because love of Krishna, which is very difficult to achieve, was distributed freely by him. And if one worships as prescribed in the temple, in the temples of India, there are always some statue, usually of Vishnu or Krishna. That is a chance to progress. For the beginners in devotional service to the Lord, temple worship is very essential, and this is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Hare Krishna, after a long time we are together. In this verse from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is giving everyone the ultimate hope that simply by undivided devotional service we can understand Krishna as he is. All material qualifications and disqualifications are not considered by the Lord. Through one's karma or pious activities, one can gain material prosperity. And temporarily, one can gain prosperity even by manipulation and impiety. But that will always have its eventual results. One can achieve supernatural powers through austerities and the yoga practice. One can even achieve liberation by cultivation of knowledge and total detachment from selfish enjoyment. But pure devotional service is very rare, because through devotional service, Krishna reveals himself to a devotee. Therefore, there is no greater treasure, no greater wealth, and no greater benediction than the opportunity to make progress in the path of pure devotional service. Krishna is speaking these essential truths in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham evam vidorjana. Only by undivided devotion can I be understood as I am. And in Krishna's pastimes, in Lord Ramchandra's pastimes, manifested these truths in the most enlightened and graphic ways. In the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna is an original form. Lord Chaitanya took these essential truths of Bhagavad Gita and through his life and through the lives of his devotees taught us how to practice them. In regard to this verse from the 11th chapter of the Gita, I will reflect on some of the lessons that Lord Chaitanya taught us. Mahaprabhu, he was given the instruction of his guru, Srila Ishwarapuri, to spread the message of the Harinam Sankirtan movement throughout the world. Harinama, Harinama, Harinam eva kevalam kalo nasteva 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 gatiranyata. That in this age of Kali, this is the greatest benediction. It is the means by which we can cultivate love for Krishna within our heart. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur explains that Radharani and Krishna are both fully manifested within their holy names. Lord Chaitanya has given us this Maha Mantra as the prime mantra for chanting. Although we read in his biographies, he and his devotees chanted many mantras and many names of Krishna. But still this Maha Mantra was prime and has been handed down for all the centuries by his beloved acharyas. This Maha Mantra has all power. Radharani, all of her grace, all of her compassion, all of her love. Krishna, all of his strength, all of his power, all of his beauty. Sri Sri Radha Krishna, their qualities, their forms, their pastimes, their abode, their associates, and our eternal relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. All these things are revealed when we learn to chant the names of Krishna with devotion. Now, Lord Chaitanya performed wonderful pastimes, sometimes mysterious pastimes. And if we go deep into understanding these wonderful narrations, we see how he is giving such depth to the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Lord Chaitanya came to give pure devotional service to everyone. It is described by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that he and the Pancha Tattva, his associates, they plundered the storehouse of love of God. They test the sweet contents and they distributed it without considering who is fit or who is unfit, who is qualified or who isn't qualified, without considering the place or the time or any material consideration. Lord Chaitanya requested all of his devotees to help him to distribute the fruits of love of God, especially through this chanting of God's names. Still, when he began his Sankirtan pastimes in Navadvip Dham, he wanted to teach a good lesson, an essential principle. Because without understanding this, we cannot appropriately chant the holy names of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya only had Sankirtan at the beginning in the house of Srivas, the Srivasangam. He would only allow pure devotees who had no material desires, who actually had awakened love for Krishna, to be among his eternal associates in the house of Srivas. In fact, Lord Chaitanya was very careful to make sure that the doors were locked. No one could get in except those who had undivided devotional service. In this verse from Gita, Krishna is saying, it is only by undivided devotional service that you can see me as I am. In Srivasangam, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, who has come to taste the infinite love of Sri Radha. And it is in that mood of the supreme devotee that he is performing kirtan. His beautiful form during kirtan, every gesture and every motion of his dance was an expression of his infinite love for Krishna. Every movement of his body was an expression of his total surrender to Krishna. In the mood of a devotee, as he was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and all these other beautiful prayers and names of the Lord, in his total absorption, he's exhibiting who he really is. Krishna, with Radha's love, exhibiting the love of the ultimate devotee. So it is in Navadvip that the common people and even the devotees would hear about the kirtans at Srivasangam. They would see Lord Chaitanya walking down the street. They would see him in so many ways during the day, performing his activities. But still those devotees were yearning and longing to see his beautiful form of dancing in the ecstasy of kirtan. Still, they were yearning and longing to hear Lord Chaitanya with his own mouth vibrating the holy names. They were yearning and longing to see the intimate exchanges between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees during the Nama Sankirtan. This was very rare. Even the greatest scholars, the most austere yogis, the most pious and charitable people of Navadvip, they yearned to go in, but they were not given entrance because they did not have undivided devotion to see the Lord as he is. And those who were somewhat proud or very proud, they wanted to see the Lord chanting and dancing. But because they were not given entrance, they became critical and offensive. Offensive to Lord Chaitanya himself. Who is he? Who does he think he is to not give us entrance? We are learned. We are Brahmins. We are austere. It's interesting how when we don't receive what we want from the Lord, even as devotees, we could turn against the Lord. And these people, some of them, they didn't exactly turn against the Lord, but they turned against Srivas, the devotee of the Lord. Panchatattvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam bhaktavataram bhaktakyam namami bhakti shaktikam. In the Panchatattva, Srivas Thakur is the personification of a devotee, of a bhakta. He represents one who has attained pure devotional service. Srivas is an incarnation of Narada Muni, the great giver of pure devotional service. So these people, they were criticizing Srivas. Some of them would not blame the Lord directly, but they blamed Srivas Thakur. Who is he to not allow us into his house? We will break his house down, we will throw it in the Ganges, and we will throw him and his brothers in with it. We will banish them from the city of Navadvipa. How dare they? Such a sense of entitlement. And how that sense of entitlement, because of their perhaps piety, austerities, knowledge, social position, how they felt they had a right to criticize a devotee. Lord Chaitanya taught the devotees before he began this 1 year of all night, every night kirtans in Srivasangam. He taught them how to chant. And this was his message. Trinadapi sunichena tarori vasihishnina amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. One should chant in a humble state of mind, like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree. Offer all respect to others and expect none in return. It is only in this way that one can chant the name of the Lord constantly. Many people wanted to get in, but only those with undivided devotion could come. And even some devotees were feeling very compassionate and sympathetic toward the people who were begging them to give them entrance. But the devotees understood how strict Lord Chaitanya was. So they were very afraid to break that rule. But Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, in his Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, he describes that there was one Brahmin, Brahmacharya, who was very, very austere. He never eat cooked foods. He only drank milk. And sometimes took a little fruit. And according to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he wouldn't even drink milk if it was cooked. It was just raw milk. So he was very austere. And he had a very pure heart. He came to Srivas and pleading from his heart of hearts, he said, "Please, you are the Lord's dear associate. Everyone knows how the Lord is always kind to those who the devotees bless. Please allow me just one time in one day. Let me see the beautiful dance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he's performing Nam Sankirtan." This is my ultimate desire, and it is the ultimate goal of my life. Srivas listened, but he explained, it is just not possible. This brahmachari, he came every day to beg Srivas. Of course, Srivas Thakur, being such a great devotee, he could see into the heart of this person. And eventually Srivas said, I know that you are very pure in heart and you are without sin. Because you desire to see the Lord so deeply, I will allow you to come in my house. But because of the Lord's rule, you will have to hide. Before the kirtan started, Srivas Thakur brought that Brahmin into the house and hid him in a secret place. The kirtan began. Everyone was chanting the holy names. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was loudly chanting the holy names. And in the bhakti rasa, in the ecstasy of pure love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance. It is unimaginable to even try to picture in our minds the beauty of Lord Chaitanya dancing. It is described in Jagannath Puri when he would dance in front of Jagannath's chariot. Anybody who even saw him would achieve the highest perfection of life, love of Krishna. That means so beautiful, emanating such grace, such mercy, that the power of just the vision of seeing Lord Chaitanya absorbed in love of Krishna dancing would completely purify one's mind and one's heart and awaken one's love for Krishna. When Mahaprabhu danced, all the devotees, because they were the Lord's eternal associates and those who were completely surrendered in loving service, for them to see Lord Chaitanya dancing, for them to hear the holy names coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart, it was like a massive tsunami of grace. They would go wild. And it is described that as the devotees awaken love for Lord Chaitanya, they simultaneously, spontaneously, and naturally develop love for each other. And this is one of the tests of how we're actually chanting Krishna's name and becoming purified. How much we love the Lord's devotees. How much we become a well-wisher of the Lord's devotees. Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar, they were continuously, while they were dancing, embraced one another. It was a beautiful sight. And Advaitacharya, he was in so much happiness. He was dancing and running in circles around the other devotees around the Lord and going here and there. Meanwhile, this brahmachari is watching from a secret place. Suddenly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan. And he said, excuse me, let me make an adjustment here. And he said, today I am not feeling love for Krishna. Something is wrong. Someone is in this house that is not allowed to be here. Please tell me, is someone here? Lord Chaitanya looked at Srivas Thakur. Srivas, he knew you cannot tell a lie to the absolute truth and get away with it. Nor would he ever even consider doing so. With great humility and transcendental fear, Srivas said, "My Lord, I promise you, there is no materialistic people here. There was no blasphemers or offenders here. But there is one brahmachari. He longs and begs to see you dance and hear you chant. He's without sin. He only drinks milk. I confess, I put him in a hiding place. He is here." When Lord Chaitanya heard this, in order to make a philosophical point for all time to come, he became very angry, like fire. He said, "Get that person out of here at once. Why do you think that one can see me simply by drinking milk? It is only by undivided devotion that I can be seen. Even if a person from the lowest stratum of society with a background of sinful activities, even if such a person takes shelter of me, I belong to him and he belongs to me. But even a great renunciate and a sannyasi who does all sorts of austerity and memorizes all Vedic scriptures, if they do not surrender to me, if they do not take shelter, I do not give myself to such a person, nor can they know me. Tell me, what austerities did Gajendra, or the monkeys of Lord Ramchandra, or the gopis of Vrindavan performed? Yet they directly saw Krishna. They directly saw me because of their devotion. Get this person out of here at once before I destroy everything. The devotees were trembling. That brahmachari in his hiding place was trembling in fear. Can you imagine being in the same room with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Lord Narasingadev is a partial expansion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We understand what his anger was. When Lord Chaitanya was angry, that brahmachari, he was trembling. Lord Chaitanya said, "Get him out!" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he said like this, the brahmachari, he stood up had to walk by the Lord and all the devotees to get out of the house. As he was walking, everyone was looking at him. And he was thinking in his mind, I got to see the Lord dance. For those moments, I had the supreme benediction of hearing the Lord chanting with his devotees. But the Lord is so merciful that I have committed so many offenses, and he has given me the suitable punishment by chastising me. He was accepting the chastisement of the Lord, as severe as it was, as the Lord's blessing. And at the same time, he was so grateful for those moments when he could see that dance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the heart of every living being. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridayashirchanatishtati. And he understood that this brahmachari was grateful to be punished by the Lord. And the Lord was so pleased by that. Even though the brahmachari was already outside of the house, Lord Chaitanya told the devotees, bring him back in. They brought the brahmachari in. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his lotus feet on the brahmachari's head and accepted him as eternal associate and eternal servant. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please understand, it is only by undivided devotional service that I could be understood as I am, not by any other means. In Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chastisement of this brahmachari, he gave example of Gajendra. From the eighth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, this wonderful story gives an illustration. Gajendra was powerful. He was famous. But however much we acquire in our material life, material nature will eventually defeat us. In the same 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we're reading from, Krishna explains, I am time. In the form of time, Krishna takes everything away from everyone. He takes away our property, our loved ones, our skills, our youth, our beauty, and eventually he takes away our body and everything in connection to the body. It's just a matter of time. Time is the all-pervading energy of Krishna within this world. And through the power of time, which activates the whole material nature, the adiatmaka, adibhautika, adidaivika, miseries caused by the body and mind, miseries caused by other people or other living entities, or miseries caused by natural sources. They could come upon anyone at any time. We know in due course of time we're going to lose our longevity, our strength in our lives. But by understanding these threefold miseries of material nature, we understand that they can have come upon anybody at any time. But Krishna tells in the Gita, Daivi Heshu Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya Mame Vamye Prapadyante Mayameta Durantite, that this material nature with the three modes are very, very difficult to overcome. But one who takes shelter of me can easily cross over and achieve me. So Gajendra had so many material qualifications. But at a time when he was enjoying with his family a wonderful, kind of like a holiday, they went to the most beautiful site in paradise. This area called Trikuta is a heavenly abode. Now, can you imagine what type of place it must be? The favorite vacation place in the heavenly abodes of paradise. That's where they went, to this wonderful pond surrounded by trees and flowers. And Gajendra, with all of his children and his loved ones, they were all together. And Gajendra wanted to make them happy. He went in this water, which was like nectar, because there was so many lotus flowers, and the pollen of the lotus flowers was saturated in the water. It was just wonderful. And it was just the right cooling temperature. And Gajendra was, with his trunk, he was spraying this water upon all his loved ones. The water itself was delightful, but when something's offered with love, it becomes even more relishable. I'm just seeing devotees that I haven't seen in a long time, especially in Columbus. Hare Krishna. It's hard not to be distracted by the smiling faces of the Vaishnavas. But when the water was offered with affection, how much more pleasure it was giving the relatives, and how much pleasure it was giving Gajendra to spray his affection through the water upon his loved ones. And it was the peak of his enjoyment in family life, that moment. Suddenly, from under the water, a crocodile bit into his leg. There's a saying, if Krishna wants to protect you, nothing can harm you. And if Krishna wants to harm you, nothing can protect you. Now, Gajendra was the king of elephants. Whatever qualities we see in an elephant today, multiply that by tens and millions, and that's Gajendra. Now, it's not that easy to pierce an elephant's skin. But that crocodile was just the right person, probably the only person who could do it. He had such a mighty, powerful jaws and razor-sharp teeth. He bit into the leg of Gajendra and pierced it. Gajendra was in excruciating pain. Suddenly, within an instant, the most enjoyable experience in paradise became one of intolerable pain. Now, at first, it really didn't matter, because Gajendra was conditioned all his life, because he was so strong, nobody could interfere with what he wanted to do. So he fought against that crocodile. But the crocodile would not let go. Gajendra, with his trunk, with his leg, trying to stomp on the crocodile with his feet, in every way he was trying to get that beast off him. But the crocodile kept biting harder and harder. The fight went on for a long time. Somehow, because the crocodile was underwater, he could hardly be seen. Sometimes Gajendra would pull him up, and then a moment later, the crocodile would pull his leg back down. In time, Gajendra was losing his strength because he had no food. He was in the water. And the crocodile kept gaining strength because he was in his natural habitat of being underwater. Gajendra's loved ones were just looking on in total despair. They were seeing their husband, their father, their grandfather. They were seeing him suffering and about to die. And there was absolutely nothing anyone could do for them. And Gajendra, not only was he physically totally exhausted and defeated, but whatever ego he had was completely crushed. He was totally humiliated and defeated in the presence of all the people that he was attached to impressing. When Krishna wants to destroy one's ego, or not destroy, but purify, Krishna does it with exceeding precision. So here was Gajendra, alone, humiliated, in pain, and about to die. In that state, he remembered something that in his entire life he never even thought. He remembered from a previous lifetime a prayer in surrender to Krishna that he had learned. He lifted a lotus flower into the air and offered this beautiful prayer, taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. He didn't ask the Lord to save him from pain. He did not ask the Lord to save his life. He didn't ask the Lord for anything to alleviate his desperate condition. He simply offered his life to the Lord in undivided devotional service. At that moment, Lord Narayan Vishnu appeared, riding on Garuda, and Krishna liberated Gajendra from the crocodile. And he brought Gajendra back to Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, the ultimate perfection of life. So Lord Chaitanya is exclaiming to all of us through his chastisement of this particular milk-drinking brahmachari that what's the austerity and qualifications of Gajendra? he had a family. He had so many children. He was like a king of the forest. What austerities did he perform? What learning of Vedas did he have? He wasn't even a human. But because he sincerely took shelter of the Lord, he could see Lord Vishnu and achieve pure devotional service to the Lord. And the monkeys in Ram's Leela, of course we know Hanuman. He is the very embodiment, the personification of pure love. But then there were others like Sugriva. They had issues, you know, in the past. if we read the Ramayana, you know, they had egos and they had material attachments and they had complications. But still, when they took shelter of Lord Ramchandra, they achieved the highest position of being the Lord's eternal associates. And herein, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was emphasizing they were not humans. They were monkeys. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates very much crashed through sectarian, materialistic discrimination against anybody based on material considerations. What to speak of caste or race or religious background or pious or impious lifetimes? We like to think in terms of this person is from a higher status than this person, based on these considerations. But here Lord Chaitanya is saying, Sugriva, he was a monkey. He wasn't a human. Monkeys are really considered to be in the mode of passion among animals. But because he took shelter of the Lord, he was given the highest position. And the gopis of Vrindavan, they were not, by material consideration, considered learned. They were not Brahmins. They just churned butter, milked cows, made garlands, and Krishna, he allowed the gopis to dance with him. In fact, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that the dancing kirtans in the house of Srivas were non-different than the Rasa Leela in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. If you can hold on one moment, I will be with you. Hare Krishna. Not only were the gopis seeing Krishna dancing, they were personally dancing with Krishna. And not only were they dancing with Krishna, but Krishna was giving each and every gopi the experience that he was with that particular gopi alone. And each gopi is thinking of all the devotees, of all the gopis that are assembled, and they are all so much better than me. Still, Krishna's only with me. He doesn't even look at anyone else except me. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of the love of Shri Radha. Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Nome Krishna Swarupa. Krishna has come with the Mahabhava, the love, and the beautiful golden complexion of Shri Radha. That is Mahaprabhu. So he is dancing in Srivasangam, and all the devotees are seeing his dance, and they are dancing with him. And he is personally reciprocating with each devotee to the very core of their souls, knowing exactly how to give that devotee the greatest happiness. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave these examples. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur very much highlighted this principle of how the Lord does not consider anything except the sincerity of one's devotion. Vibhishan, he was the younger brother of Ravana. He lived as one of Ravana's chief ministers his whole life. And he's coming from a family of Rakshasas. And little Prahlad is the son of Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes we evaluate people by their age. Often Srila Prabhupada, you know, to children, when they would come and offer, when he would see a little child dance, Prabhupada would be so happy. When he saw the smile of a child when he gave them a cookie during Guru Puja, Prabhupada smiled back so radiantly. Srila Prabhupada taught us we cannot evaluate a person by their age. After all, Dhruva, he saw Krishna directly in the Madhuban forest, and he was only 5 years old. The Yajnaputnis, the Brahmins' wives, they didn't know the mantras and tantras and yantras and pujas and mudras that their husbands did. Their husbands were so qualified in every type of austerity and every type of worship ceremony and every type of mantra chanting and yajnas. But yet they condemned themselves in the end. That our wives, they know Krishna. They love Krishna. They have achieved the ultimate perfection. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this wonderful pastime, he is giving so many lessons, one of which, that it is only through undivided devotion that we can understand the Lord as he is. this is especially relevant to all of us as devotees as well. If we think that our accomplishments, our learning, our austerities, our ashram, our wealth, our charity, our skills, if we become proud due to any of these situations, we are not qualified. What does undivided devotion mean? What does it really mean to take shelter of the Lord? And great souls, they respect this quality alone. Where there is that humble disposition of mind, where one completely takes shelter of the Lord, that is greatness. The greatness of this material world is mainly distractions. And then there is Ukrasena. Ukrasena is Krishna's grandfather, and he's a king, and he's wealthy, and he's noble, and he's pious, and he has all these qualifications that we're talking about, but he completely took shelter of the Lord. Therefore, he could see Krishna directly. Srila Prabhupada would quote Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, "Don't try to see Krishna, but try to serve Krishna in a way that he is pleased to see you." And that is what this pastime is revealing to us. When Lord Chaitanya is pleased to see us, that is the perfection. And it is then that he reveals himself to us. In another similar example in regard to this verse today, there was a great scholar, one of the most famous and celebrated scholars of all of Navadvip. His name was Devananda Pandit. He specialized in the recitation and explanation of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But somehow or other, he disrespected Srivas. Now, Srivas represents pure devotion. He represents the devotee. When we chant the Panchatattva mantra, Srivas is representing, in many ways, the pure devotee and the whole devotee community. Devananda Pandit, he hurt the heart by disrespecting Srivas. Srivas didn't do anything. He didn't say anything. He just considered it his own fault. And he was sad that he misbehaved. And he went home. But Krishna punished Devananda Pandit in such a way that he couldn't recognize the truth of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he couldn't recognize Lord Chaitanya, who is the goal of the Bhagavatam, who is walking right in front of him. After Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas and left Navadvip for Puri, there was a very great devotee named Vakreshwar Pandit, who was especially empowered in kirtan. How he danced, how he chanted. It is described that he and Lord Chaitanya could dance for days and days at a time. Devananda Pandit happened to see Vakreshwar Pandits singing and dancing and wanted to serve him. This little spark of a desire to serve a devotee awakened in his heart. With Lord Chaitanya directly, he was not given access to devotional service, but through his devotee, something special happened. And he began to serve Vakreshwar Pandit. And when he would do kirtan and people would get in the way of Lord Chaitanya's, Vakreshwar Pandit's dancing, Devananda, he was an elderly man with his stick, he would respectfully clear the way so that Vakreshwar Pandit could dance without any disturbance. Because of this, his heart softened and he realized that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. And I didn't recognize him. And he burned with guilt. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his attempted journey to Vrindavan, he came back to Navadvip. He went to an area called Koladvip. And there Devananda Pandit stood from a distance as Lord Chaitanya was forgiving and giving devotional service to all those people who had previously offended him, who were coming for shelter. Lord Devananda Pandit was too humble and too ashamed to even approach the Lord. But the Lord saw him and said, Devananda, because you have served Vakreshwar, you come. Krishna forever lives in the heart of Vakreshwar Pandit, and whenever he dances, Krishna dances. Because you have served a great devotee, you may come. Lord Chaitanya excused him of all of his offenses and gave him pure devotional service. Devananda Pandit, he was crying. He asked, please tell me, I'm speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, but I don't know what it really means. Please tell me, should I speak it? And if I do, what is the real meaning I should be teaching? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave wonderful instructions for all of us. He said that Srimad Bhagavatam is a scripture that only discusses one essential topic, pure, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service, love for Krishna. Savaipung samparo dharmo yato bhaktiradhoksha jaya hoita ki apratiyata yayatma suprasitati. True dharma is that which awakens undivided devotional service that is unmotivated and uninterrupted. Dharma projita kaitavatra. Srimad Bhagavatam puts aside every other religious principle and discusses pure devotional service. In the Gita, Krishna concludes, Sarva dharman paritya mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papyabhyo moksha ishami masachaha. Abandon all varieties of dharma and just take shelter of me. Surrender to me. I shall protect you from all reactions of sins. And Srimad Bhagavatam begins from this place of pure love and pure surrender. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Devananda, if you think that you can know the Srimad Bhagavatam, if anyone thinks, I know the Srimad Bhagavatam, then they are unqualified to understand it. But if one is submissive, if one is humble, and one recognizes, I'm so small, I cannot know the Srimad Bhagavatam, to that person who takes shelter, I reveal the truth of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the mystery of bhakti. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he once said, if I had any love for Krishna, I would not be living in separation from him. The fact that I'm breathing and my heart is beating means I do not have any love for Krishna. And here Lord Chaitanya is saying, if you think you know the Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot really take shelter. Krishna reveals himself to one who takes shelter. Like Gajendra, like Draupadi when she was being stripped of all of her dignity, a fate worse than death for her, and even her loved ones could not help her. She took shelter of the holy names of the Lord and saw the Lord. So this is the message that Lord Chaitanya was teaching to Devananda Pandit. He said every single word from the beginning, middle, end of Srimad Bhagavatam is only teaching undivided pure devotion. Magrari was a hunter. Magrari had no piety whatsoever in his life. He never gave in charity anything that was in any way moral. He was a killer. He enjoyed seeing others suffer. Yet by the mercy of Narada Muni, the doors were open for him to completely take shelter of the Lord. And then he became filled with all good qualities. It's amazing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his teachings to Srila Sanatan Goswami, the crest jewel of all learned scholars and pure devotees, Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Magrari to Sanatan Goswami and to all the world, just to show the power of how we can become purified when we take shelter of the Lord. That is bhakti. Another great lesson of this story is when this brahmachari was leaving, he wholeheartedly accepted the punishment, the chastisement, the public humiliation that the Lord caused upon him as his mercy. Vibhagam. Srila Prabhupada often quoted this verse, that a devotee who waits for the mercy of the Lord, even while suffering all sorts of pains, considering that they are just the reactions of my own misdeeds, that devotee who is willing to suffer through the pangs of material existence, waiting for the mercy of the Lord, completely taking shelter of the Lord, and offering obeisances to the Lord in that difficult situation. That person alone is liberation, the rightful claim. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas, renunciation, he chanted the prayer of the Avanti Brahman. That Avanti Brahman, he did all kinds of terrible things in his life. And he was suffering miserably. He was rejected by everyone. Everything in his life was taken away from him, and he was in physical pain. But in that state, he took shelter of Mukunda, of Krishna. And in taking shelter of Krishna with a grateful heart, he became an acharya. Lord Chaitanya taught all those who are really renounced, they should follow in the footsteps of the Avanti Brahman, not in what he did in the past, but how he took complete shelter of the Lord with gratitude. This brahmachari, he was grateful to be chastised by the Lord. Ashlisyava padatam panashtumam. Lord Chaitanya taught, Krishna, you are my Lord. If you want, you may embrace me, or you can trample on me, or you can make me brokenhearted by not being present before you. You have any right to deal with me in any way you please. I am yours. This is the meaning of surrender. One of the greatest impediments to surrender is finding faults with others. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I only find fault with others because I'm seeing the reflections of my own faults within them. He said, a devotee only finds faults with another devotee if they are honeycombed with so many faults within their own mind. Because a true devotee, sometimes Srila Prabhupada taught by his example, for the benefit of others, we need to point out, you know, the discrepancies in others. But we must be very careful, because if there's any ego connected to that, then we're putting a wall between ourself and Krishna. Because taking shelter is, in whatever situation, Krishna, I'm yours. My dear friend and brother Peter Burwash, he, in every lecture he gives to the devotees, he quotes something that Srila Prabhupada told him at a time when he was in great difficulty. Srila Prabhupada said, do not be angry with the messenger of your own karma when somebody mistreats us. Of course, we should not accept abuse. That is another thing. But at the same time, to unnecessarily find excuses to criticize others just to avoid taking shelter of the Lord is one of the greatest impediments on the path of bhakti. And here this brahmachari, upon being chastised by the Lord, he was grateful for the chastisement because he knew it was for his purification and he deserved it. But at the same time, he was so grateful for what he had been given. I remember at this moment our Stoka Krishna Prabhu, when he was dying of cancer, he was paralyzed. His wife, his child, everyone was going to be taken away from him. And he was smiling at me, and his eyes were glistening with affection and gratitude and joy. And he said, "I never deserved to chant the names of Krishna so many times in my life. Why did Krishna give me that?" He didn't ask, "Why is Krishna giving me this cancer and taking everything away?" He was saying, "Why did Krishna let me read Prabhupada's books? And why did Krishna let me chant my japa every day? And why did Krishna let me associate with so many devotees in my life? And why did Krishna give me so much wonderful opportunities to see his form of the deities? I didn't deserve those things. Why did Krishna give them to me? I can only be grateful. All the sufferings and miseries are insignificant compared to all the beautiful things Krishna gave me." This brahmachari, "All right, I'm being chastised, I'm being kicked out. But still, I got to see Lord Chaitanya dance. And I deserve the chastisement." In this way, he was trembling. He did not take the chastisement cheaply. He took it very, very seriously. But how he took it? With a grateful heart. When Lord Chaitanya placed his lotus feet on the brahmachari's head and told him, "It is only by devotion that one can know Krishna. It is only by devotion that one can realize that Krishna is not different than his name, than his deities. It is only by devotion that one could recognize that Krishna is especially revealing himself through the hearts of his devotees." And that is only possible when we learn the science, the art, the culture of taking shelter, sharanam. These beautiful stories are teaching us what it really means to take shelter of the Lord. Through our prayers, our hearts, through our words and our actions, to choose what pleases the Lord in every situation. To understand I am completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord in every situation. Srila Prabhupada gave us this gift. He gave us this gift through his books, through his lectures, through his recordings, in the deities of his temples, and in the community of devotees. To be grateful and to take shelter. We have all been through very difficult situations the last almost 2 years. We have lost many loved ones. I'm shy to mention names because there's so many other names that need to be mentioned also. But so many of our most beloved devotees in our Radha Gopinath community, in our international ISKCON community, have left us. Some from the coronavirus, others from other diseases, ailments. Many of us have become very sick. Many of us economically have been very challenged. And many of us emotionally have been so much separate from others. due to all of the lockdowns and the restrictions and the dangers. And sometimes when it seems it's getting better, it gets worse. It is a time of challenge. Kaler dosanide rajanasti ekamahanguna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sangha parambraje. The age of Kali is filled with faults. This is Kali Yuga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaitacharya, in one discussion they had, Advaita said that all obstacles, my Lord, are your servants. That means the obstacles that come in our lives are actually Krishna's servants to help us, if we're sincere, to take shelter of him. And whatever situation comes, if our sadhana is sincere, if we're studying Srila Prabhupada and the Vedic literature sincerely, if we're trying to serve devotees sincerely, then Krishna will reveal to us in the good times and the hard times the opportunity to take shelter. And the opportunity to serve. Service is not always the way we want it to be. Service is whatever situation I'm in to please Krishna. Through our attitude, through our enthusiasm. Yes, it is difficult times. On a personal level, since 1987, I have not been away from the family of Radha Gopinath devotees for more than a few months, ever, in a whole year. And now it's been well over a year and a half. In fact, even devotees in America, I'm seeing so many, in Italy, in England. I've only personally seen just a few people in almost 2 years. But somehow it's not the same. Just seeing these little square portraits of each of you and only like 25 at a time on this screen, and you're so small. But your smiles are so radiant. Yes, we're all isolated in so many ways and challenged. But if it was not a perfect opportunity to take shelter of Krishna, it could not come in the life of a devotee. Brahmabhuta prasannatmana sochati nakangshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. This is such an incredible explanation of bhakti. One who is transcendental to the modes of nature, who is on the spiritual platform of Brahmabhuta, who hankers for nothing of this world, who does not desire natanam na janam na sundarim kavitam vaja gadisha kamaye mama janmani janmishwari bhavatad bhakti rohoit kitvaye. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains this ahoitki, this not hankering or lamenting for anything. Wealth, the pleasures of the senses, fame, popularity, beauty, scholarship, mystic yogic cities, liberation. Krishna says one who does not hanker for any of these things and one who does not lament by losing anything materially. And one who is truly aspiring to be a well-wishing servant of every living being, knowing that that is the Lord's position always. Suhritam sarvabhutanam. Krishna declares again and again, he is the well-wishing friend of every living being. If we are servants of Krishna, we're aspiring to do that, to assist Krishna in being the friend of every living being. Krishna says, one who does all these things, then they can engage in bhakti. Bhakti is that pure, unmotivated love, beyond liberation, beyond any material accomplishment. That is what bhakti is. Bhakti yoga is the path to bring us to that state of bhakti. It's very important as devotees that we never lose sight of what bhakti is. Samsidhyat Haritoshana. It's to please Krishna. It's so exalted and so rare, but it's accessible to anyone if we're sincere. If we're sincere to try our earnestness according to whatever we are and wherever we're coming from to please Krishna. Maharaj Prataparudra offered an entire kingdom to Krishna. Lord Brahma offered an entire universe to Krishna. And they achieved perfection. And Kulavecha Sridhar offered a banana leaf to Krishna, and he attained the same perfection. And that fruit vendor who came to Gokul, she just gave some fruits to Krishna, and she achieved the highest perfection. This brahmachari was not qualified. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly described how unqualified he was by his austerities, by just drinking uncooked milk, by his being a Brahmin. None of these are qualifications. So he was not entitled to see the dance of Lord Chaitanya. But the causeless mercy of Srivas, the causeless mercy of a devotee, gave him the opportunity to be transformed. It was by Srivas's mercy that he was given access to Lord Chaitanya's supreme mercy. And Srivas, in his previous life as Narada Muni, gave Magrari the hunter that same benediction. Magrari completely took shelter of Krishna by the mercy of Narada. He showed the way. And Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Guru Maharaj, our founder Acharya, in the mood of Srivas Thakur, in the line of Narada Muni, he's come to us to give us the opportunity to chant the holy names, to associate with devotees, and to cultivate this spirit of taking shelter. Srivas opened the doors, but the brahmachari, by the blessings of Srivas, by his own sweet will, he was grateful for the Lord's chastisement and grateful for the blessings that he was given. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates, and particularly our beloved Srila Prabhupada, they have opened the doors to this path. Srila Prabhupada has actually brought us into Srivasangam, where we could be in the kirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, but to actually realize it. To actually see what we're seeing. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. We need to take shelter. We need to follow the path of surrender. So I am just appealing to everyone in whatever situation, however many moments we may have to live, let us be grateful for all the gifts that we have been given. And let us be grateful for all the tests that we may have to pass through in life. Because in that mood, we can take shelter of Krishna and Sri Radha, who are ever waiting for us in their holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Would anyone like to ask any questions?
Some devotees have raised their hand, Maharaj. Jaydeep Mukherjee, you can ask your question, please.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam.
Nairi Baba.
First of all, thank you very much, Maharaj, for giving us your divine darshan and sharing your divine knowledge with all of us. Maharaj, I've got a question, Maharaj. Like, when we are hearing the lectures or when we are in association of devotees, or we are reading the scriptures, we realize what is humility and we have to cultivate humility. But also sometimes like Krishna does purify us through various circumstances and through the channels of devotees. But again, due to the deep-rooted conditioning, Maharaj, like we are again falling down and we are becoming succumb to our bad side of nature. So Maharaj, if you could please enlighten, like how can we sustain the humility and how can we increase the humility so that we can achieve the perfection that you are sharing, Maharaj, in this lifetime? May I please?
Essentially, we have been given the knowledge of the true path of devotional service. In whatever situation that may come upon us, maybe prosperity, maybe times of being deprived, we choose to live according to the spirit of a Vaishnava. There is no automatic process because love is not something that's automatic. Love is the utilization of our free will to please the object of our love. So this is the meaning of sincerity, is we choose in whatever situation to speak, to act, to pray in a way that will please Krishna. Now you're asking how to do so when our mind and our senses are always forgetting this ideal and distracting us to other ways of responding. We need to be sincere. And part of the sincerity is we equip ourselves with Krishna's strength, especially through association of devotees who are sincere, and through our spiritual practice. People use their cellular phones so much today, so an example could be given that if you don't plug in and charge your cellular phone, then when somebody's calling for you and there's no power in it, you can't hear. And if you want to call a devotee and you don't have any power in your phone, you can't access it. So similarly, you know, in our daily life, there's going to be so many situations that come upon us. Our sadhana, our chanting of the holy names, our studying of the scriptures of Srila Prabhupada's books, our puja, our mangal artis, and our worship of the deities, this is all sadhana. And our association of devotees, it keeps our intelligence, our awareness clear of what we need to do in every situation so we don't get bewildered. The word maya, Srila Prabhupada sometimes would translate as that which is not. That means under the influence of maya, we don't see anything as it is. We see what is not. We don't see the opportunity. We see a reason to deviate, to be distracted. So we need to be reminded, and we need to have the strength of Krishna's grace. By making offenses, by breaking regulative principles, we cut ourselves off from Krishna, the strength of Krishna's mercy. So we must be very careful to follow the path, to do our spiritual practice, sadhana, to have very enlivening exchanges with devotees, then we are strong and we're clear. And when we are strong and clear, then we can be empowered to make the right choices, to live according to the culture of a Vaishnava. Is there another question?
Sridhar Gopal Prabhu, Kalindi Tidinata ji. Would you like to unmute?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. And Aspanas Maharaj. Kaungashwar Prabhu. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for giving us wonderful lecture. It's so happy to see you and hear a lecture from you. So Maharaj, through your lectures, I understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I understand that whatever scripture says is true. But Maharaj, when I'm trying to take shelter and follow the process properly, my mind, anarthas, envy is not at all allowing, Maharaj. Please suggest me, Maharaj, what to do.
I believe the words I spoke to answer the previous question apply to your question also. Try to take shelter of the proper path of associating with devotees, sadhana, in the culture of bhakti, and try your best. Don't be discouraged that you're not an advanced devotee. Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas taught us to call all other devotees Prabhu, which means master. That means we're servant. We are das. So to recognize, Lord Chaitanya told Devananda Pandit, if you think you know the Bhagavatam, the truth will not be revealed to you. You must understand that you're too small to know, and therefore in a submissive and sincere way we take shelter. We don't have to be anybody but who we are. We just need to apply the principles of devotional service to our life sincerely. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes, he would glorify the great acharyas of our line. He would glorify, you know, his beloved God brothers who were his peers in Krishna consciousness. And at other times, with the same kind of enthusiasm, he glorified that little Bengali widow who didn't even have an education, but she would just come and bring a little pot of water to Radha Damodar every morning, and that's the most she could do. But yet, Srila Prabhupada is glorifying her to the whole world. So whoever we are, to sincerely apply the principles of devotional service is what Krishna will see as our greatness. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Jia Kumari Mataji from Hyderabad, Pakistan. Would you like to unmute and ask the question? You need to unmute.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. questions. Guru Maharaj, I want to ask how to approach the mercy of Guru and Gauranga on a very fast. I mean, it's very difficult, and we are the jivas of Kali and filled with so many anarthas. Isn't it very difficult? I mean, it's very difficult to take shelter of Krishna. It's very difficult to be grateful. What should I do? What is the way? I mean, I'm not even sincere in my sadhana even. I try, like, but I just fail to sincerely follow the principles even. What is the way? Please guide.
In Kali Yuga, practically anything good is difficult. It's very easy to do things that are not favorable for devotional service. To swim upstream in a river is difficult. To float downstream is very easy. And the current of Maya is very much flowing downstream. And it's difficult to be a devotee. And that is why anyone who is willing to sincerely try to be a devotee is so dear to Krishna, because they're enduring difficulties. But difficulties should not discourage us. If we're hearing and chanting with nice association, and we're really sincerely trying our best, Krishna will be there to help us. Srila Prabhupada would come to the temples regularly. Really, his books were there and his communities were there, but Srila Prabhupada would come mainly just to encourage us, to show all of us, every devotee, whether it's the leaders or the very new devotees, he wanted to encourage us, to show us how much he appreciated that we were trying. So let us keep trying.
Gaurakesha Prabhu from ISKCON San Diego. Would you like to unmute and ask a question?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, Dhanvat Pranam, all glories to Prabhupada. Thank you for your association after such a long time. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. So, thank you for the wonderful lecture, Maharaj. Maharaj, my question is related to some of the bhajans. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in his bhajans expresses that when I examine myself, I find nothing of value. And obviously he's an acharya, but while, you know, we also have to be grateful for what we have got in devotional service, and at the same time, you know, continue our devotion. So how do we reconcile both these concepts, you know, being grateful at the same time, you know, what the mood of the acharyas are? I know it is the same, but I'm trying to understand how it is. So please help me. Hare Krishna.
These understandings come by the grace of Krishna. We can theoretically understand things enough so that we can apply principles to our life. But the true understanding is not theoretical. It comes by Krishna's grace when he's pleased with us. So in this sense, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is teaching us through his profound humility what the consciousness is to be grateful. When we're actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying in this way describing himself with such humility. But in all of these songs, that humility is a pure, ecstatic expression of gratitude. He's not grateful for his own greatness. He's grateful for Krishna's mercy despite. Let us take a very external example. If you really think you deserve something and you earn it and you buy it, are you really grateful for it? But if you're really struggling and you're really alone and you really need something and you have no qualification to achieve it and somebody gives it to you, are you grateful? So the less we think we deserve something, the more grateful we are when we receive it. So in Bhakti Vinod Thakur is singing Gopinath, he's expressing how his humble state, but he's doing it in a way of total pure gratitude that still, Krishna, you're allowing me to reach out to you. So in his humble prayers, he's actually teaching us the true culture of being humble and being grateful. Referring again to Lord Chaitanya's instruction to Devananda Pandit, if you think you're qualified to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, even if you're a great Sanskrit scholar with an impeccable memory, you're not qualified. You'll never understand the truth. That Brahmin in South India who was illiterate was trying to read the Bhagavad Gita, but because he was so grateful for the opportunity to try, even thinking himself totally unqualified, Lord Chaitanya told him, "You understand the essence of the Gita. You are the true knower of the Gita." So these prayers of the acharyas, they're teaching us the culture of the consciousness that actually finds shelter in Krishna's mercy. This is the path of love.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, we have about 20 hands. So, would you have time, Maharaj? Accordingly, we can take the question.
What time is it in India at this time?
It's 10 minutes to 10.
So I don't want to keep you awake too late, so I think we should end here.
Would you like some kirtan, Maharaj?
Yes, we can do kirtan. Everybody, turn on your cameras, please, if it's possible, so I can also see you. And perhaps we could all see each other. I thank you very, very much.
Well, we're very deeply grateful to you, Maharaj. You have no words to express. You said not in this isolation, but at least we don't feel we are. We are so grateful because we don't think we deserve to hear, be with you and hear Prabhupada's message coming so wonderfully. Thank you. The Pune devotees, are they ready for the response?
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu, they are ready, yeah.
Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirbishesha Shunyavari Bhastatate Shatarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasri Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Jai Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada.
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Nitai Gaura Haripo, 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 Haripo.
Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Haribol.
Gaura Premanandi.
Hari Haribol!
Namaste Narasingaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Pralada Lalatayani.
Pralada Lalatayani.
Hiranya Kashipur Baksaya.
Hiranya Kashipur Baksaya.
Silankam Kanikalaye.
Shilatanka Nakalaye.
Itho Narasingho Paratho Narasingho.
Itho Narasimha Paratho Narasimha.
Yato Yato Yamitato Narasingho.
Yato Yato Yamitato Narasimha.
Bahir Narasingho Hridaye Narasingho.
Bahir Narasimha Hridaye Narasimha.
Narasingh Lama Din Saranam Prapadaye.
Narasimha Madim Saranam Prapadye.
Avakara Kamala Bare Nakam Abduta Sringam Dalita Hiranya Kasipu Thanu Bringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Jaya Jagadisha Hari.
Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakama Adbhuta Shringa Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubhringa केशवधृता नरहरि रूप जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे
श्री राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे
जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे
जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे
जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे
वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्चा कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. Thank you very much.